那么今天我给大家讲一部演讲，做勇敢的女孩，不做完美的女孩，希望大家喜欢。So a few years ago, I did something really brave, or some would say really stupid. I ran for Congress. For years, I had existed safely behind the scenes in politics as a fundraiser, as an organizer, but in my heart, I always wanted to run. The sitting Congresswoman had been in my district since 1992. She had never lost a race, and no one had really even run against her in a Democratic primary.But in my mind, this was my way to make a difference, to disrupt the status quo. And the polls, however, told a very different story. My pollsters told me that I was crazy to run, that there was no way that I could win. But I ran anyway, and in 2012, I became an upstart in a New York City congressional race. I swore I was going to win.I had endorsement from the New York Daily News, the Wall Street Journal snapped pictures of me on election day, and CNBC called it one of the hottest races in the country. I raised money for everyone I knew, including Indian aunties that were just so happy an Indian girl was running. But on election day, the polls were right. I only got 19% of the vote, and the same papers that said I was a rising political star...Now said I wasted $1.3 million on 6,321 votes. Don't do the math. It was humiliating. Now, before you get the wrong idea, this is not a talk about the importance of failure, nor is it about learning in. I tell you the story of how I ran for Congress because I was 33 years old and it was the first time in my entire life that I had done something that was truly brave, where I didn't worry about being perfect. And I was not alone. So many women I talk to tell me that they gravitate towards careers and professions that they know they're going to be great in, that they know they're going to be perfect in.That is no wonder why. Most girls are taught to avoid risks and failure. We're taught to smile pretty, play safe, get all A's. Boys, on the other hand, are taught to play rough, swing high, crawl to the top of the monkey bars, and then just jump off head first. And by the time they're adults, whether they are negotiating a race or even asking someone out on date,They're habituating to take risks after risk. They're rewarded for it. It's often said in Silicon Valley, no one even takes you seriously unless you've had two failed startups. In other words, we're raising our girls to be perfect. And we are raising our boys to be brave. Some people worry about our federal deficit, but I worry about our bravery deficit.Our economy, our society, we're just losing out because we're not raising our girls to be brave. The bravery deficit is why women are underrepresented in STEAM, in C-suits, in boardrooms, in Congress, they're pretty much everywhere you look. In the 1980s, psychologist Carol Dweck looked at how bright fifth graders handled an assignment that was too difficult for them. She found that bright girls were quick to give up. The higher the IQ, the more likely they were to give up. Bright boys, on the other hand, found the difficult material to be a challenge. They found it energizing, they were more likely to redouble their efforts. What's going on? Well, at the fifth grade level, girls routinely...outperform boys in every subject, including math and science, so it's not a question of ability. The difference is in how boys and girls approach a challenge, and it doesn't just end in fifth grade. An HP report found that men will apply for a job if they meet only 60% of the qualification, but women will apply only if they meet 100% of the qualification. 100% This study is usually invoked as evidence that women need a little more confidence, but I think it's evidence that women have been socialized to aspire to perfection and they're overly cautious. And even when we're ambitious, even when we're leaning in, the socialization of perfection has caused us to take less risks in our careers. And so those 600,000 jobs that are open right now in computing and tech, people are being left behind, and it means our economy is being left behind on all the innovation and problems women would solve if they were socialized to be brave instead of socialized to be perfect. So in 2012, I started a company to teach girls to code, and what I found is that by teaching them to code, I have socialized them to be brave. Coding is an endless process of trial and error, and of trying to get the right command in the right place, with sometimes just a semicolon making the difference between success and failure. Code breaks, and then it falls apart. And often takes many, many tries until the magical moment when what you're trying to build comes to life. It requires perseverance. It requires imperfection. We immediately see in our program our girls' fear of not getting it right, of not being perfect. Even girls who co-teachers tells me the same story. During the first week, when the girls are learning how to code, a student will call her over and she will say, "I don't know what code to write." The teacher will look at her screen and she'll see a blank text editor. If she didn't know any better, she'd think that her student spent the past 20 minutes just staring at the screen. But if she presses undo a few times, she will see that her student wrote code and then deleted it. She tried, she came close, but she didn't get exactly right. Instead of showing the progress that she made, she'd rather show nothing at all, perfection or bust. It turns out that our girls are really good at coding, but it's not enough just to teach them to code. My friend Liv Bry, who is a professor at the University of Columbia, as teacher's intro to Java, tells me about his office hours with computer science students. When the guys are struggling with an assignment, they'll come in and they'll say, "Professor, there's something wrong with my code." And the girls will come in and say, "Professor, there's something wrong with me." We have to begin the undo, the socialization of perfection, but we've got to combine it with building a sisterhood that tells less girls know that they're not alone, because trying harder is not going to fix a broken system. I can tell you how many women tell me. I'm afraid to raise my hand, I'm afraid to ask a question, because I don't want to be the only one who doesn't understand, the only one who's struggling when we teach girls to be brave and we have a supportive network cheering them on. They will build incredible things, and I see this every day. Take, for instance, two of our high school students who build a game called Temple Run, yes, Temple Run, to fight against the menstruation taboo and sexism in gaming. Or the Saran refugee, who dared show her love to her new country by building an APP to help Americans get to the polls. Or a 16-year-old girl who built an algorithm to help detect whether cancer is benign or malignant in the off chance that she can save her daddy's life because he has cancer. These are just three examples of thousands, thousands of girls who have been socialized to be imperfect, who have learned to keep trying, who have learned perseverance. And whether they become coders or the next Hillary Clinton or Beyonce, they will not defer their dreams. And those dreams have never been more important for our country. For the American economy, for any economy to grow, to truly innovate, we cannot leave behind half our population. We have to socialize our girls to be comfortable with imperfection. And we've got to do it now. We cannot wait for them to learn how to be brave like I did when I was 33 years old. We have to teach them to be brave in schools and early in their careers, when it has the most potential to impact their lives and the lives of others. And we have to show them that they will be loved and accepted, not for being perfect, but for being courageous. And so I need each of you to tell every young woman you know, your sister, your niece, your employee, your colleague, to be comfortable with imperfection. Because when we teach girls to be imperfect, and we help them leverage it, we will build a moment of young women who are brave and who will build a better world for themselves. And for each and every one of us. Thank you. 好了，我给大家讲完，不知道大家有没有听明白哈？挺有意思，一个就是讲女性主权的一个演讲。给你翻译一下哈。几年前呢，我做了一个非常勇敢也是非常蠢的一件事。I ran for Congress. 我去竞选这个美国这个议员去了哈。Congress. 美国国会。竞选这国会去了。I did something really brave, or some would say really stupid. 好几年了哈。For years, 好几年, I exist safely behind the scenes in politics as a fundraiser.
安全的哈。我一直存在在一个幕的政治幕的背后啊，幕后。是什么呢?
Fundraiser, 叫做资金筹集者。或者 as an organizer, 作为一个管理啊，组织者。在我的心目中呢，但是在我的心目中，我一直想去竞选。The sitting congresswoman, 坐着的这个众议院女议员哈 ,who have been in my district since 1992, 在我这个区里面已经待了哈，自从是1992年一直待到现在。She had never lost a race, 从来没有丢过一场比赛。No one had really even run against her in Democratic primary,
还没有人赢过她，在什么方面呢？
Democratic, primary, 就是民主政体的这个民主主义的 primary, primary 就是起初啊最初的候选人选拔会哈。But in my mind, this was my way to make a difference. 但是在我的脑海里面呢，这是我去使自己变不同的一个方式 ,to disrupt the status quo, 去打乱这个现有的这个状况。The polls, 投票 ,POLL 是投票的意思。但是呢结果呢就是非常的不好。A poster told me that I was crazy to run, because there is no way that I could win. 我的这个民意测验专家就是所谓的这个专门帮你预测的说你肯定赢不了 ,posters. 但是我还是竞选了。2012年呢我就是 upstart,就是我成为了一个纽约城的这个 congressional race, 就是国会的一个比赛委员会的一个比赛我成为了新星 upstart, 叫新贵暴发户 upstart, U-P-S-T-A-R-T, 我发誓我能赢 an endorsement, 背书啊保证 endorsement, 然后呢我得到了 New York Daily News, 就是纽约的这个纽约的每天新闻的这个保证 The Wall Street 还有这个华尔街哈，还有这个杂志把我的照片登了上去 And CNBC 管这个叫世界上最这个国家最性感的比赛 I raised money from everyone I knew 我从所有的人那里就是集来的钱包括印度的这个aunties 印度的这个印度人哈他们非常高兴说印度的女生可以去印度女孩可以去竞选但是到了这个竞选这一天呢投票人说的是对的哈我只拿了 19% 的票数同样的这个报纸上说我一开始是一个升起的这个政治明星现在呢我浪费了 1.3 百万就13万啊不对就131.3 百万就是130万哈130万那个美元在6321个投票上那不用算了哈 It was humiliating 是丢脸的意思那么现在呢 Before you get the wrong idea 在你想错之前呢 Let's not talk about the importance of it 这不是一个有关失败有多重要的一个演讲 也不是有关学习的。我过讲这个故事呢，是我怎样去竞选这个议会，因为我33岁 and it was the first, 也是我整个人生第一次，我做了一些让我变得非常勇敢的事情。Didn't worry about being free. 在这个事情里面，我根本就不担心啊，作为一个完美的人。And I'm not alone, so many women I talk to tell me that they gravitate towards careers and professions that they know they're going to be great in. 我不是一个人，很多女性我谈的啊，跟我就说呢 ,gravitate 是趋向，倾向 ,gravitate, 倾向这些职业的还有这个教授们 that they know they're going to be great in professions, 他们倾向于这些职业选手，这些他们认为自己一定会成功 they know they're going to be perfect in, 他们觉得自己是完美的，也难怪大部分的女生啊是被教着去避免这个 risk, 风险还有失败，而我们被教的是笑的开心啊，还有是 play it safe 啊，这是安全期间，然后得到所有的 A。男孩呢啊，不同的是，他们是要做的非常的这个粗糙哈，然后我们要荡的高，男孩荡的高，完了呢可以爬到这个最顶的杆子上，完了跳下去 ，jump off head first， 头向前，不顾一切 ，head first 就是不顾一切的意思，不顾前后。当我们是成人的时候呢，我们不是 negotiating 谈判，一个这个筹机会哈，基金会，要不然呢 asking someone out on a date， 要不然就是约某人出去约会。They're habituated 啊 ，habituated 是习惯的意思，他们习惯去这个承担风险，哎，他们得到了奖赏。It's often said in Silicon Valley.No one even takes you seriously unless you had two failure startups. 没有人啊把你真正当回事看，除非呢你有两个失败的开始 startups. 换句话来说呢 ，We're raising our girls to be perfect. 换句话来说呢 ，We're raising our girls to be perfect. 我们提高我们的这个女孩。我们这个教导我们的女孩是为了变得完美，而我们教导我们的男孩呢是为了变得勇敢啊 to be brave。 1980年 psychologist 心理学家 Carol Dweck 他看这个 How bright fifth graders handle an assignment that was too difficult for them， 说这个 五年级的这个学生他们怎样啊着手一个项目，这个项目对他们是太难，他发现呢勇敢的女孩非常非常快速就放弃。The higher the IQ, 那个智商越高呢，他们越有理由去放弃。而聪明的男孩呢，换句话来说呢，觉得非常这个材料非常难，他们觉得非常有能力。They were more likely to redouble their efforts, 他们更有可能去加大自己的这个努力。Redouble, 就是双倍。这是为什么呢？那么在五年级的时候呢，按常规 outperform boys 啊，表现胜过男孩，在每一个科目表现胜过男孩，包括这个数学还有科学。 So it's not a question of ability， 所以不是一个能力的问题。 The difference is in how boys and girls approach a chance a challenge， 不同的是在于怎样男孩与女孩他们去这个接受挑战。 It just endDoesn't just end in fifth grade. 这个挑战呢，不仅仅就是在五年级就终止了。一个 HP 的这个报道上面说哈，男生呢 will apply for a job if they meet only 60% of the qualification. 男生会申请一个工作，如果他们仅仅符合60%的这个资格。但是女人会申请这个工作，仅仅是因为他们这个够了100%啊，100%。那么这个学说啊，一直是一个证据，是女生呢需要一个非常多的自信。 But I think it's evident that women have been socialized to aspire to perfection that they're overly cautious. Women have been socialized to aspire 他们女人们哈是被这个社会化
去什么 aspire, 去这个渴望去得到完美。而且他们过度的这个小心。而且尽管我们是非常有雄心的时候，尽管我们在啊倾斜 leaning in, 叫做倾斜的时候，那么社会那这个完美的社会化呢，已经让我们 take less risks in our careers, 在我们的这个职业里面得到更小的风险。所以呢，那些60万的这个工作呢 ,open right now in computing and tech, 现在是什么岗位，是这个计算机还有技术呢，那么女人是被落在后面。Means our economy is being left behind on all the innovation problems,women would solve if they were socialized to be brave instead of socialized to be perfect. 它意味着我们的这个经济呢是落后的。在 all the innovation, 在所有的创新还有这个问题，那女人可以解决的。如果她们是被社会化为啊勇敢而不是完美。这些我就是他就是问了一些女人，就问了一些这个就是做问答的这个女人说哈，说我是害怕举手， I'm afraid to raise my hand, I'm afraid to ask a question, because I don't want to be the only one who doesn't understand, only one who is struggling. When we teach girls to be brave, and we have a supportive network cheering them on, they will build incredible things, but I see them every day. Take for instance, two of, 啊，就怎么事，就是我是女人的话，我不想去问问题，我也不想举手，因为我不想成为唯一一个不懂的。The only one who's struggling,唯一一个啊就是挣扎的人。举个例子啊，两个我们高中生的同学，我们建了一个游戏叫做 Temple Run, 啊大家都知道 Temple Run 是什么。那么 Fight Against Menstruation, 就是他们就为了克服这个月经啊 ,Menstruation, Taboo, 月经期间的禁止一些东西，还有 Sexism in Gaming, 还有一些性别歧视上的。啊，就是有了这个 Temple Run 哈、啊，是为了打击啊，就是月经的这个禁忌，还有这个性别歧视啊。其实 Temple Run 是游戏是有个寓意的，还有这个 Saran 叙利亚人的一个难民，他敢于这个表达自己的爱给他的新的国家，他建造了一个 APP 帮助美国人可以得到这个。投票，或者是一个16岁的女孩，她造了一个算法，帮助去探索啊，去这个探测，这个癌哈 ，cancer is benign 良性，或者是 malignant， and the off chance that she can save her daddy's life because she has cancer， 她可以救自己的爸爸的这个生命。所以呢，这些的 those dreams 这些梦想呢 ，had never been more important to for our country， 没有，就是这些梦想对我们的国家非常重要。For the American economy, for economic to grow， 根据这个美国经济，让这个经济成长 ，to truly innovate， 去真正的去促进革新。We cannot leave behind half our population， 我不能把我们一半的这个人口落在后面。We have to socialize our girls to be comfortable with imperfection. 我们应该把我们的女生啊，我们这些女生们去社会化 ，to be comfortable 是可以这个心里面可以宽容不完美。We've got to do it now. We cannot wait for them to learn how to be brave like I did when I was 33 years old. 我就是想让大家知道我33岁的时候做了什么。We had to teach them to be brave in schools and early in their careers. 我们应该教他们去在学校里面勇敢，还有 early in their careers， 在这个职业里面也应该去勇敢。When it has the most potential to impact their lives and the lives of others, we have to show them that they will be loved and accept not for being perfect, but for being courageous. 说这个女生应该是非常的勇敢，而不是仅仅是因为这个完美而被接受。 So I need each of you to tell every young woman you know your sister needs employees. 所以我想
让这些女性朋友们去告诉自己的周围的人士，一定要去啊 comfortable with imperfection， 一定要认为这个不完美是舒适的。Because when we teach girls to be imperfect， 因为当我们教这个女生是不完美的时候呢， we help them leverage it。 Leverage 是这个杠杆力，扭转力矩，我们帮助他们去这个给它翘起来的意思啊，叫臂臂的意思。And we will build the movement of young women who are brave and who will build a better world for themselves and for each and every one of us. 我们要建造一个运动哈，年轻的女性，她们勇敢，而且呢，会建造一个更好的世界给她们自己，而她们每一个人，给她们自己啊。好了，那么给大家讲完了，不知道大家有没有听明白呢？那么我们下期再会。
更多节目下载荔枝 FM 收听。